Okay. We're on chat. We're on the highway. There we go. Thank you, Bon Jovi. Everyone, welcome to the Parkscope Unprofessional Podcast Hour. In the car, on my iPhone.
I might be Dez. He might have to take over driving in a minute here.
Yeah, good point. Oh, boy. Oh, careful here. Well, today was a day at Cedar Point.
It was a day. It was a full day. It was 10 hours worth of day.
Wow. This was the weirdest trip to Cedar Point I've ever taken.
Fair? I've had some strange ones.
This is up there.
This is up there.
So, we get to Cedar Point. Well, so, first of all, this is your first trip this season.
Yeah.
And we went with your dad and your cousin. And we had a good time, overall. But man, wow. So, we started out, we went to Steel Vengeance.
So we said, let's do Steel Vengeance and Maverick, and then the rest of the park.
Yeah, as a sane person does.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
As normal people like to do.
So, like, an hour and a half later, we're up in the seats of Chess, getting ready to be dispatched.
After, what, about an hour and a half?
Yeah, an hour and a half. Yeah, an hour and a half wait. And we're ready to get dispatched. In the seats. And one of the seats is not registering as closing. So it's like, oh, dang, God. So we get out, we go back into the station. It's at that point they then
decide to switch.
They decide to switch to Digger, and there's a problem because the transfer track wasn't lining up
at all.
The transfer track that they probably used this morning,
right,
was not lining up.
And it would just stall. Like, they would be moving it, and then it would just stop.
And they got 4x4s and trying to smack it into place. They got giant crowbar
metal things.
They looked at it. They moved it forward. They moved it back. They looked at it up.
They pointed a lot.
They looked at it underneath. They looked at it from above. They looked at it from the side.
They looked at it all around.
Yeah.
It's like a Dr. Seuss story.
About an hour and a half after that, I would say, another hour and a half, right?
Mm-hmm. Of pointing and hitting it with a 2x4.
We then get escorted to the Fastlane Plus queue.
From the station.
From the station. Because they brought out grinders and welding helmets. Which,
no joke, they actually brought out welding equipment.
I think it was because something was getting in the way. Like... Maybe the expansion of the track caused an issue.
Yeah, something was getting stuck or...
Yeah.
Something.
So they grinded a bunch of stuff away, and they grinded and they grinded. They grinded some more.
And as we're sitting there...
Yep.
We get a Twitter message that the rest of the park has lost power.
Yeah, what?
So
portions of the park are losing power.
Everything has gone down. So apparently, like, here we are in the Steel Vengeance fast lane line with maybe like 12 people. and there's maybe like 20 people in the standby line.
Yeah.
The rest of the park is just in chaos.
Yeah.
People at guest relations demanding refunds, the line all the way back to the Skyway station, every ride closed. And here we are in just our little cage, our little bubble. In Steel Vengeance.
I feel like
totally oblivious to everything that's going on.
I feel that's what it feels like to be, like, the protected during the purge.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So, we got some food because we got to use a pass to get out and get some food.
Yeah, so, yeah, they gave us a pass that was only good for 20 minutes for some reason.
Yeah.
Even though we were giving up our place in line, it's like, okay. So we had to run to the Chicken Finger outlet.
Which, by the way, Chicken Finger's just as good as the preview day. Mm-hmm. Absolutely delicious. But anyway, continue on.
So we had our chicken fingers and burgers. We could only, like, have two bites of it before we had to run back into the line with our food. Which,
yeah,
they let us into the line with the food, obviously. Mm-hmm. Did that. Had to beg to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, we wanted to do a bathroom and beer break, but then they're like, oh, we only allow you to do it once. And we're like, what?
So, but they let us go to the bathroom, mm-hmm, which I would say was nice of them, but they really have to do that, so we had to do your job.
Yeah. So then we're there, we're standing, we watch a lake being formed from a broken water line. Yeah.
There was a broken water line, so literally there was this giant puddle forming underneath the final breaks.
So we were watching it form a river.
Right, yeah, and then it formed a river, and then it formed like a basin.
An estuary.
And, yeah, and then it formed like an estuary. And then it started, you know, flooding everything, to the point where, like, birds started flying down. Yeah. And, like, setting up shop, like, in this little river that was happening. And, like, the employees were coming down and watching the river, and, like,
we
not
were
doing
talking
anything.
To them, and they were sweeping a bunch. Like, they swept everything,
yep,
twice.
Picked up a lot of garbage, because they had nothing to do.
By this point, it's, like, 4 o'clock.
We're still in line.
It's 4 o'clock.
We've been in line since 10:15. It is 4 o'clock. We have gotten literally zero updates.
Yeah.
Nobody has told the employees what's going on.
Yeah.
Or at least they pretended like nobody's telling them what's going on. Mm. We're you know, every 15 minutes we're hearing grinding from the welding equipment. In the meantime, we're all getting a giggle out of all these, like, emergency updates from Cedar
ABC.
Point, right? Yeah,
people
so,
stuck
yeah.
on Windseeker, people stuck on Millennium Force.
Yeah, so, like, we're watching, like, the news break, like, in line at Cedar Point, that Cedar Point is, like, closed and everyone's panicking because people got stuck halfway up Millennium Force, people got stuck on Windseeker, people got stuck on the Ferris wheel, people got stuck on the Skyway.
But also then people are also like, oh my god, everything's failing, everything's closed. But then we're like, the music's playing in Frontier Town. The food lines were still open. Like, everything was open in Frontier Town.
The food in Frontier Town was open. And Maverick was going, like, during that first part of the power outage, but then it broke.
And then it went back up.
Right, and then it went back up. And literally, as we were thinking to ourselves, you know what, let's just leave.
Grab a beer,
and just keep an eye on Steel Vengeance and wait till it opens
and go
back
ride
up.
And go ride Maverick.
Literally, as we said that, and as we said we should probably leave now, we hear Digger go up the hill. And what time is it? Like 4:30?
Yeah.
We had been waiting for 6 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
For one empty train to go up the hill. Then it stopped on the final brake run.
And it paused there for a little bit.
And then they did more grinding. And then there was more activity. And then...
We were let up.
And then the employees went up, and then they came back down. And they said, yep, no updates. You're welcome. But they kept us in line the whole time, instead of just giving us re-ad passes, which would have been much nicer. But whatever. And then finally, after so much waiting, we are on Steel Vengeance.
Yes. And it was working. So, Jeff, you rode Steel Vengeance for the first time in the back row.
Indeed.
What was your thoughts?
It was wonderful. Much better than Twisted Timbers. Much better than Twisted Colossus.
There you go.
It is a sight to behold.
Yeah.
It is a sight to see.
What was your favorite part?
Yeah, it's got to be when it's going into the structure.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't know. And they sort of fake out when you're going upside down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, are you upside down or are you not upside down? That's the best part, because that's just so unique. You just don't get that anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked how many times they actually turned you upside down, even though I'm sure it's normal for an RMC. But they... Yeah, no, it was great. It was solid.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really, really long.
It's very long ride.
Yeah.
Like, really, 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 really long. So, that's what I love about that ride. Is, like, it's not... And that's when people are like, oh, yeah, this is a long ride. No, like, Steel Vengeance is a long, long ride.
Yeah.
Like, it's really long, guys. So, I love it. It's my favorite ride, period. Now you know why.
Mm-hmm.
After we got off, we got in line immediately again to ride it. Because it was the shortest the line's been all day.
And we still had to wait half an hour because they're only wanting to run train.
Yeah. So we did that, and then it stopped on the hill because someone took out their cell phone.
Yeah. It stopped right there at the bottom of the hill.
So Cedar Fair is enacting the cell phone policy that they always have, that I wish Six Flags Over Texas did, where if they see anyone with cell phones on that lift hill, they stop the train and they confiscate the item.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. So that was a temporary stop, and then everyone booed. And then we rode again in the front. And I have to say, the front is nowhere near as good as the back.
Yeah, the front.
The front is painful ejector airtime.
Yeah, it really ejects you from your seat, and that leg harness is just not forgiving.
Yeah.
For that.
It's not like it makes it a bad ride.
Yeah, it's not like Skyhawk.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not like so.
Skyrush.
Oh, sorry, Skyrush.
Yeah.
Which is so physically painful.
It's more like the back row. It, like, the front, they designed it to be in the front row, but the back row is so well, it's the coaster so well designed, the back row is even better. It's like, yes. That. Like, you get so much ejector and, like, just floating airtime in the back row, that half the ride is total airtime.
Yeah.
So, like, but, like, you get...
Well, according to the ride attendant, 27 seconds.
But I think that's from the front. Because you get knocked down pretty quick in the back, mm-hmm. in the front. But the back, you're just hovering all over the place. So, I think it may be more for the back, but whatever. So, Steel Vengeance.
We got to see, like, an entire day's worth of cycles on the train ride.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, train ride never went down.
Yes.
Yeah, they...
Probably because it's not, like... It's probably self-powered.
Well, yeah. Because they have hot gentlemen shoveling coal. Yes. Do you boys know how to shovel coal?
Hot, sweaty gentlemen.
Arrested Development coming back tomorrow. God bless Jessica Walter. That's all I got to say right there. So then afterwards, it was 5:30? 6 by this time?
Yeah, 5:30.
We've been on two rides.
Two rides.
Just one ride, but two rides on that one ride. We were delirious, to say the least. We go
two
on
two rides in 7 hours.
We go on Maverick, and then we're like, "Fuck this!" So we bail, and we go to Melt. Mm-hmm. And Melt was everything I wanted for and asked for and needed, and more.
Yeah.
We had alcohol.
Yeah, the sweet drinks really helped.
Yeah, those sweet drinks were good. Mine was a little weak, but yours was, and Andrew's were stronger. The electric blueberry, whatever.
I don't think you tasted mine.
I tasted Andrew's.
But I got mine later.
It looked like Andrew's and mine looked lighter.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of how I basically... Anyway, whatever. But anyway, that got me nice and relaxed, I think. Mm-hmm. Not buzzed, but definitely like, ah. So, then your dad's never been to Melt.
Correct.
So I got the brand new Chicken Vengeance Club. Mm-hmm. So did your cousin. You got the Mighty Macaroni.
The Macaroni, which was gigantic.
And then your dad got the Backyard Barbecue. So if you guys don't know what these items are, go to meltbarngrill.com, I think. And then there's locations. There's the Cedar Point location, and there's the menus right there. So you can look at the menu and the drink menu and all that stuff so you can see what's there. So mine was grilled chicken, bacon, avocado, lettuce, tomato.
Like Southwest sauce or something.
Yeah, and
right?
And like cowboy sauce.
Yeah.
Which I hope it has no relation to the shoveling of coal. your dad's was the Backyard Barbecue, which was like pulled pork and onion rings and cheddar cheese and barbecue sauce, I think. And yours, good sir.
Mine was just two pieces of bread. And in between
piece of cheese.
And then with
cheese,
because it's grilled cheese. And in between these two pieces of bread and cheese was just a giant fried macaroni casserole.
Yes.
I really felt like I was eating
it. It was like a brick of macaroni.
Yes, just a giant fried brick of macaroni that I felt like I was
macaroni eating. Macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese, yes.
So
I felt like I was eating like an 8-person macaroni casserole.
So you know how you have those macaroni bites? You know those macaroni cheese bites? It's like imagine a big version of that.
Yes, imagine a full sandwich.
That sounded good, but then when you were eating it, it was just falling apart.
Yeah.
Which seemed like to be the issue.
Like, that thing's a bad idea.
Yeah, so mine was good, yours was good, your dad's was good, everything was good. Drinks were good, service was decent. Food a little slow, how many people were there. But, you know, that they may have sent people home because it was crazy that day.
Yeah.
Who knows? But anyway, I'll be back. Then your dad and your cousin left, and we went to go do Cedar Downs, the most intense and best ride at Cedar Point.
Yes.
Cedar Downs, for people who don't know, is a circular, it's a carousel.
I mean, it's a carousel on steroids.
But the carousel part is like, there's no top part to the carousel, it's just the bottom part, and the row you're in bobs up and down, and then also goes forward and back, like you're racing.
Right.
And then it spins real quick, and it's a bunch of fun. Then we did Raptor. No wait for Raptor. Also Raptor. Man, that thing's loud now. What the heck happened to Raptor?
It's super loud.
Yeah.
It's you know, as you said, it's Hulk loud right now.
Yeah, it's really, really loud. So I don't know if they changed the wheels or something, but also, you know what was real nice? That was pretty awesome. Is that unlike Alpengeist, it was holding up pretty well. Mm-hmm. Those trains were not rickety.
No.
Very, very well. Very smooth. Still intense. Just loud as all get out.
Yeah, seriously. I don't know what that's about.
Then we did Valraven. Walk on.
Yep. Second train. We got on the second train.
Valraven was great. It was kind of crazy to get all the way up there and feel how cool it is and then plummet to Earth where it was still hot, warm, sticky, gooey.
Yeah.
Like humid.
Like 200 feet up. Wow, this is really nice. And then, oh, it's hot again.
Yeah, and then it was just really weird. And then afterwards, we did Gatekeeper, which is still Gatekeeper, which is good.
It's getting rickety, though, a little bit.
A little bit.
It's getting a little shaky.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but it is what it is. It's good. And then you got ice cream, and then we left.
Yeah.
And then we did this podcast.
That was our entire day.
Yeah.
So we were there for 10 hours.
10 hours.
And did six rides.
Six rides.
Total.
Yes. That's...
But two of them were Steel Vengeance.
And also the problem was, like, even if we did that Steel Vengeance, like, even if we got there 10 more minutes, even if we got there a little earlier and we ran a little bit faster and we got on that train, that one train earlier, like, how many rides could we really have gotten on with the power outage?
And how many rides would we have gotten stuck on? Like, I have a feeling that, like...
We could have got stuck on Millennium Force.
Well, I have a feeling, like, we would have gone, like, on Maverick and would have gotten stuck in line on Maverick. They had to evacuate that.
Yeah.
Then tried to go on something else, and nothing would be open.
Yeah.
So, I don't think we missed too much.
Yeah, that's kind of my general vibe on that, my feeling.
Unless we want to go on Corkscrew, which apparently was open all day.
Or the train.
Or the train!
Or the train's open.
But the skeletons wouldn't have been working.
Yeah, which is the whole point. Like,
exactly.
If Boneville's not open, then...
But I don't know what to do.
You best be skedaddling, or whatever the saying is.
Yes, whatever the saying is about Boneville.
Yeah. Otherwise, it was a weird, weird, weird day at Cedar Point. I was getting people like, Joe, Cedar Point's down. And I'm like, you don't say. I'm here right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
It was still fun. Staff are professional. Staff are honest. Staff are cool. I was fine with everything.
I wish the staff were better informed.
Well, but also, like, how much can you tell them besides, like, that wouldn't lead to like, idiots panicking? Like, oh, yeah, we have to grind part of the ride away.
It's not the employee's fault. It's management's fault, but the employees have to...
They're the front of the line.
Yeah, they have to deal with that, which I have sympathy for them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's like, they should have given us, after how many hours, they should have just given us a re-ed pass.
Either
for that ride, for later, or just a regular re-ed pass for anything in the park.
Yeah, just being like,
hey. That would have made sense. Instead of keeping us in line for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Just sitting there.
Yeah.
And they keep telling us, yeah, we don't know. Yeah, we don't know.
I think that was also a thing where they just kind of want us to go away, I think.
Which is awful.
Yeah, which is terrible. And also, I think the thing is, like, if this was another ride, I think they would have given those passes and just been done with it. But because it's still Vengeance and everyone's going to use their re-ride pass from all the other rides on the ride, that, you know... I know, it's...
Still, you don't keep people in a line for 6 hours.
No.
When you know that it's going to be down for a long time.
Yeah, so...
Like, when that switch track gets stuck, you're going to be down. Especially when you try and hit it with a 2x4 to fix it, and it doesn't get fixed. Okay, that's when you know you're in trouble.
Yeah, we should have bailed at that point, but hey, if we did, then, you know, we were running into all those issues we still had.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of why we stuck it out. was just because, hey, everything else in the park's down. It's not like, oh boy, we get to walk around this hot, sweaty park with all of our closest and dearest friends. Mm-hmm. you know, all 10,000 of them.
Yeah.
Complaining and feeling miserable and not riding anything and everything being closed. And, you know, you can't get water and, you know, all that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, whatever. It's what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, considering what could have happened.
Yeah.
It might have been okay.
Yeah.
But still, if you are in the theme park industry, let this be a lesson. Do not keep people in the line for 6 hours.
Just evac.
Don't do it. It's not a good idea. People get pissed.
Just evac.
Evac. Give them a re-ad pass. It's not that hard.
Yeah, and it's, yeah. Yeah, it just makes a better guest experience. So.
The managers have to do something.
Okay, here's the 690 East, so.
Yeah. The managers have to do something that doesn't involve sitting in front of their computers looking at schedules.
Yeah. The one thing is that the manager at Steel Vengeance was out and about. He was up there, but he was also...
Well, that was the supervisor, though. It wasn't the manager.
The supervisor. Well, they had someone in ops running around. Head up in ops. That one lady.
Yeah, but I think, like, she would have been trying to take care of the... She might have been facilities, or she might have been, like, something like that.
Okay, fair point.
So I don't think... But if she was... I mean, I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt, because if she was, then she sucked at her job.
Okay, okay, never mind.
Because if she was, like, an ops manager of that area, she should have been talking to the people in line mm-hmm. and saying, hey, we're going to be down for a while. Here's a re-ad pass.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was our day at Cedar Point. Any other thoughts about Cedar Point, Jeff?
It's America's rock and roller coast. Right on.
Exactly. I'm just full and tired. I'm going to go home and I'm going to shower for like an
forever.
Hour. I'm just going to put it on like the hardest setting of the Jets. And just be like, let it like peel away the skin and, you know, sweat. Ugh. Anyway, so
all right,
we'll talk to you guys later about Kings Island, I guess.
Kings Island's coming up.
Yeah,
this,
Kings Island soon.
This upcoming week.
Sometime. We're not sure exactly, but surprise.
It'll be coming. Yep.
It's a coming.